Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. I'm also the pastor here at Eastview Baptist Church, and this week is an exciting week for our church and for this ministry. And the reason I say that is because we are in, this is Operation Christmas Child drop-off week. And what that means is that if you have boxes, you can drop those off. You can drop those off at any drop-off location. But if you're in the Georgetown, Cleveland area, our church at 2083 Nopone Road is a drop-off location. And so I encourage you to drop off your boxes here. Those will get packed. They'll be taken over to the main center that's at First Baptist next Monday or even before, especially with the number of boxes we've currently got to pack and up. But anyway, it's exciting. And so I'm thankful our church did something that we've never done. We were able to get 1,000 shoe boxes packed this past month in October. And so this is leading into an exciting time. And so through next Monday, which is Super Monday, we're excited about what God's going to do in those shoe boxes being presented. Now, let me say something about that. If you would like to support Operation Christmas Child through our ministry or through the church, you can give. And what we're going to use the monies for is to make sure that the gospel is placed in every shoe box for next year. And so you can give online at eastviewbc.org. That's our church website, or here at His Vision Ministries, hisvision.org. And 100% of all giving goes straight toward the gospel. Just make sure you select the option to designate to Operation Christmas Child. Today, we are in a series of messages, and this is Wednesday. And so this is day 3, living in the rest of Christ. And so we've been talking about this. And Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, we were in verse 28, Monday and Tuesday. But it says here, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." And so here today, day 3, really introduces to us a surprising truth. Receiving rest really requires taking on a yoke. And so I shared this the other day with our church, but this concept may initially seem contradictory because a yoke symbolizes work or partnership or even submission and collaboration, that no one really expects to find rest by taking on a yoke. But listen, I'm just the messenger. And the only way you can do that really is, of course, that yoke belongs to Christ. And so let me say that the yoke that Jesus offers, it's not a burden, rather it's a blessing. It's not a weight, it serves as a way. And so I hope that's something that can encourage you today. It's not a restraint, it's a release. And His yoke, by the way, acts as an instrument of alignment, really aligning us with His will and His wisdom, His pace and His presence. And so let me tell you kind of what a yoke is. Friend, a yoke connects two animals so they can walk in tandem. When Jesus invites us to take His yoke, He's inviting us to walk with Him rather than ahead of Him and apart from Him. See, that's what a lot of people do. We get so busy in this life that we're always wanting to do things our way, or we're wanting to do something the way that somebody else wants to. But many believers, what happens is when we do that, when we do things our way, or even when we do things the way that somebody else thinks, and we're trying to walk with them, we become weary. And the reason is we walk at an incorrect pace. And what I mean by that is we're either walking too fast, maybe it's due to anxiety, or too slow, maybe it's due to fear. And so Christ's yoke regulates the soul, and you know what it does? It harmonizes the heart with His divine rhythm. And so when the Bible says, talks here to take His yoke, what that means is surrendering control. It means trusting His direction instead of insisting on our own. And it entails learning from Him. What do you mean by that, Pastor Shane? Well, learning from His character, learning from His gentleness, learning from His humility, and His dependence on the Father. That's something that we sometimes forget. Think about how much Jesus depended on Father God. Jesus does not simply provide rest. What happens is he teaches us how to rest. His meekness, you know what it does? I'm just going to be honest. It heals our pride. His lowliness cures our self-reliance. And his humility softens our striving. And something that we need to understand is his peace steadies our chaos. Listen, when two oxen are yoked together, the stronger one typically bears most of the weight. I don't know if you know that or not. Go do some research on it. Go study it. In this relationship we're talking about here, Jesus is the stronger one. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, I'm nothing without him. I can't do anything without him. He does not ask you to carry what he carries. Instead, my friend, he invites you to walk alongside the one, him, who carries everything. This is the thing. Your responsibility and my responsibility is not to pull harder, but it's to stay connected to him. And this is why he promises. Notice what it says in the passage. You shall find rest unto your souls. Think about that. Finding rest in your souls. We need that. The rest transcends mere comfort. It is the rest of identity, knowing who you are in him. It is the rest of direction. In other words, trusting where he leads. Friend, it is the rest of surrender. And that's yielding without fear. It is the rest of growth. That's learning without striving. It's the rest of companionship. And that's walking with the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, as I think about the soul, friend, the soul finds rest, and it finds this rest not by evading responsibility, but by embracing divine partnership. True rest comes when you and I, we cease living independently. We begin living dependently on him. And it materializes when we exchange our self-effort, whatever that may be, for his supernatural enablement. And so let me say this as I kind of wrap this nugget up today. Friend, take his yoke, allow him to lead you, and let him set the pace for your life. Let him carry the weight of whatever your burdens are. I don't know what those burdens are. He knows, and you know. But let him carry the weight. You've got to surrender that to him, though, and learn from his heart and walk in the rest that comes not from disengagement, but from a profound divine connection. Let me pray for you this day. Lord Jesus, I willingly take your yoke upon me today. Lord, align my life with your will and your pace. Father, teach me your meekness, humility, and gentleness. Father, I pray that you would free me from self-reliance and striving. Help me to walk in step with you so that I may find true rest for my soul. It's in your name, in Jesus' name, that I pray. Amen. Friend, thanks again for joining this week. Be sure to check us out at hisvision.org. Until Thursday, Lord willing, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and I hope to see you again then. Take care.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.